Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
And it's Inner Circle with Bad Boys, probably more than we needed of that song. And that is the key to our police segment this morning. And joining me on the line today is Leading Senior Constable Brooke Mullane from the Proactive Policing Unit. Good morning, Brooke.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. First up, you're wanting to tell us about an event that is getting sort of rural and regional people together with their urban counterparts. And what a great weekend for it, with restrictions easing at 6 p.m. today.
Absolutely. So Kilmore have a event that's usually run every year. We're very excited that this year it's going ahead. It's called Urban. So it's regional. The point of it, it's regional and people from suburbia, urban, coming together. It's hosted at Assumption College in Kilmore, which is on Sutherland Street. It's the largest amusement rides outside of Melbourne. So it's a massive sort of like the show. There's artists, there's fireworks, there's roving street artists. Just a massive event for down at Kilmore, which is basically, you know, the start of regional Victoria out there with Beveridge and Wallen.
Okay, yeah, I guess it is. Kilmore, Beveridge and Wallen. Hmm. And, of course, these regions, all coming together now as of 6 p.m. today, when Victoria, we could say Victoria is whole again.
Absolutely, a united Victoria, which is very exciting.
So what do you see changing, things affecting the policing role from 6 o'clock? Maybe you can, not worry so much about fines.
Pretty much, it's great to see the community come together, and also for our regional retail and restaurants and that sort of thing as well, opening up, being able to trade, welcoming people from all over Victoria, so it'll be just great to see people, family, friends, for everybody, and also get some business back in those lovely spots in the Goulburn Valley.
Of course, we still have to wear masks inside and social distance and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's still in place for the moment, and but certainly outside, a little bit more freedoms, and people visiting houses and getting together in small groups, that sort of thing. So it's fantastic.
Is it your understanding we won't have to wear masks outside?
Yes, I believe that's as of 6 p.m. tonight. We don't have to. However, there'll be the social distancing would still apply. So if there's like a crowd of people, it may be one of those things that, and there's more than a certain amount of people that, may be an idea if it's, in a crowded spot that you have it handy.
Yeah, I think we've all got plenty in our pockets and our cars and things like that. I know I do.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great. That's great news, actually, coming into summer, into the warmer months. I think there have been times during this pandemic when I've had to be outside watching children's sport with a mask on and in the heat. It's not a great combo.
Exactly. It's no one likes it at all, but it's, one of the things that for 6 p.m. tonight that we can enjoy, bit of fresh air, literally. So
yes, absolutely.
Really.
Now, you work for the Proactive Policing Unit,
yes,
which is sort of a fairly modern concept of a way of policing, isn't it? It's sort of like, building relationships with the community before crime occurs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those roles that's really important in the communities, engaging the communities, having those community networks as well, and sort of going, a little bit back to basics with, speaking to people, how are you going, what can we help you with? There's lots of different sort of committees which involve Victoria Police as well. But it's, just getting engaged in the community, saying, hey, look, Victoria Police, have a chat. We're throughout all the different communities in the Goulburn region as well. So we've got proactive units that run out of Shep, Mitchell and Benalla. So out of all your big 24-hour stations, and most of those proactive units go across the whole area. So we really do move quite around the Goulburn Valley.
So is that a particular area of policing that attracted you rather than, coming in when the crime's already been committed?
Yeah, so I started in uniform, which most police members do, general duties. I did that for quite some time. Also did some temporary duties at SOCCET, which is the Sexual Offence and Child Abuse Investigation Unit, and then came across the Proactive Unit. So we really look after sort of the priority communities. So that's LGBTIQ communities, youth, seniors, mental health, multicultural community, and also Aboriginal communities and Torres Strait Islanders. And mental health is another one as well. So that sort of is across the board too. So obviously with kids going back to school, there's a lot of anxiety. There's, you know, families and parents going back to work with a few of those anxieties and that sort of thing. So through our iWatch pages, we try and sort of not only, push sort of community events and what's happening in the area and just sort of general emergency information, but we also do sort of allow the community to see where those different services are.
So you would work with Sergeant Heidi Twining, I think, who's been on this program a couple of times before. Would that be right?
Yes, absolutely. So she's... Sergeant Heidi Twining is the Eastern Region Division 3 Sergeant Manager for the area. So, definitely work with her. And also I work with Glenn Gibson as well. So
We just can't get rid of him.
Oh, he's not
the man. I'm just kidding. I'm just stirring him.
Who knows? But, yeah, pretty much he's in the proactive unit from SHEP. So, yeah.
And he is very proactive.
Very proactive, yep. Very active community member, so, no, fantastic.
That's right. All right, well, we'll let you go. I know you've got work to do. What's today looking like for you?
Just a bit of tidying up here and there, a bit more planning, getting some more iWatch posts out there, some more community information.
I guess, for the police, just like the rest of the community, you are able to get out there a little bit more now than you... I guess police are always out there, but there are certain programs that would be in abeyance with restrictions.
Yeah, absolutely. So just, that's part of the major part of our job in the proactive unit is that community engagement. So we love community events. We love getting out there and that sort of stuff. So it's really glad we can do that again. And also we're, as everyone is, we're planning for 2022 already. So.
Oh, you also had a message about shed security. I almost forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah, that's all right. So shed security. So just with everyone going back to work, just to remember just a few things, just a few crime prevention tips. Just make sure we've got really good lighting. You limit keys and passes, particularly with your storage sheds. You limit those. I've got good CCTV footage, you have heavy gauge locks, you have good security fencing, and if you do have some valuables locked up in sheds, if you could write down, you know, the brand, the model and serial numbers are really, really handy, especially with the recovery of stolen goods, we can get those goods back to the owners.
Excellent. Timely reminders. Thank you very much. And you have a great weekend. Leading Senior Constable Brooke Mullane from the Proactive Policing Unit. Thank you, Brooke.
Thanks, Sari. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
We live in a great country, in great local communities, like yours. But did you know 1 in 6 Australian children live in poverty? Through no fault of their own, right here, there are children living in poverty every day, deprived of what they need to keep up in school and struggling to learn. Many give up on their education. Donate to the Smith family and give the extra learning support every local child deserves to fulfil their potential. Search the Smith family.
Farmers, are you in the market for a new tractor? Before you make your next tractor or farm machinery purchase, make sure you speak to our team at Golden Valley Ag in Shepparton. Whether you're a broadacre or hobby farmer, our experienced team are here to make sure you get the gear you need to help you get the job done right. From 26 to 600 horsepower tractors, we've got the Goulburn Valley's widest range of versatile Deutz and Coyote tractors. We're ready to look after you. Call GV Ag today on 58325 500.
1FM sponsor.
Wake up to sleep at 40 winks. Our exclusive bed match system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But be quick, it's on for a limited time only.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Antique Fair, on now here at 159 High Street, Shepparton. Add a touch of class to your household decor with the beauty of fine antiques from all over the world. France, Germany, England, a beautiful collection of unique furniture, ornaments and crockery, all right here in the Goulburn Valley at Aubrey Antiques, 159 High Street, Shepparton. A huge range and great prices with new stock arriving regularly. Visit us at Aubrey Antiques, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Station sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening, as always.